This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. It's that time. The strawberry letter.
Thank you, Neff. A subject unhappily engaged and ready to walk. Dear Stephen Shirley, my fiancé and I have been together for 6 years. He's 50 and I'm 35, and this will be the first marriage for both of us. When he proposed, my intuition told me he was not ready to be married. A month ago, my fiancé and I got into a big argument about his family, and I didn't like his response or how he acted in front of our 3-year-old daughter, so we haven't really been speaking. 2 nights ago, he never came home from work, and he did not answer my calls or text messages. I received a message from an acquaintance on social media saying that my fiancé was at a bar downtown. So I drove down to the bar, hoping to see him there alone so we could try to resolve our issue. As soon as I walked in and saw him, my heart sank. He was at a table with another woman. I walked right over to their table and I sat next to the woman and I started.
God!
Okay.
Man.
Yes.
I've got to get the hell out of here.
I started going off.
Jesus, you saw her coming in here. Why'd you?
I don't know. The woman was in shock and she remained totally quiet. I told him that the wedding was off and then I left. I cried all the way home. He came home shortly after me and we talked. He said that I am overreacting and I jumped to conclusions because of how it looked. He told me that she is his co-worker and she wanted to watch the game after work and that's all it was.
Yeah,
it,
good.
It definitely, what'd you say, Steve?
Yeah, I like that one.
Oh, you like that one? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It definitely didn't look innocent to me. She had on makeup, her hair was done, and she was not dressed like she had been at work all day. Steve, you say that a woman's intuition is her greatest gift. So my intuition tells me he's lying, and therefore I concluded that he's not ready to get married. What do you think? Well, I think you're absolutely right. You have to go with your gut. I mean, in the third sentence of this letter, you said your intuition told you he wasn't ready for marriage. And the second to the last sentence, you said he's not ready as well. So you just, just based on those two things, I would have to agree with you. He is not ready. You guys don't even know how to resolve conflict or anything. I mean, you got into an argument about his family. He says something crazy. You didn't like his response. And you didn't like how he acted in front of your 3-year-old daughter. So you guys have issues, unresolved issues that need to be taken care of. You stop talking. He didn't come home that night. You find him at a bar with another woman. He gives you a pretty lie, but it is a lie. But
you know,
Steve liked it.
Huh? Pretty one, though.
It was a pretty one now. It was a pretty one.
Pretty,
but
I liked it.
Yeah, the guys like it. Yeah. The women can see through it. No, he was.
Sense.
You're right. He was lying. Whatever your intuition tells you, that's yeah, yeah. Come on now. But yeah, you guys aren't ready. You aren't ready either, Steve.
This letter's kind of crazy. Tell you the truth. My fiance and I have been together for 6 years. He's 50. I'm 35. This would be the first marriage for both of us. Red flag. He's 50 and I'm 35. This will be the first marriage for both of us. Red flag. 50-year-old man ain't never been married.
Mm-hmm.
Red flag. When he proposed, my intuition told me he wasn't ready to be married. What? He 50. If he ain't ready, what? What are you waiting on? Y'all been together 6 years. A man proposed to you that you think ain't ready for marriage. He 50. Y'all been together 6 years. He ain't ready to get married. Wow. What you talking to him for?
Hmm.
What is your takeaway from this relationship? You know he ain't ready to get married. You talking to him. He 50. He still ain't ready. Why are you with him? But you got a baby now, so, you know, trying to make it work. A month ago, my fiance got into a big argument about his family. I didn't like his response and how he acted in front of our three-year-old, so we haven't been speaking. Two nights ago, he never came home from work, and he did not answer my calls or texts. What?
Mm.
Now that you cannot do.
No, sir.
You cannot not come home.
No.
Come on now.
And then don't answer no texts or no calls. Dog. Dog. You cannot do that. I received a text from acquaintance on social media. You have an acquaintance on social media?
Hmm.
Acquaintance. See, you didn't say girlfriend, one of my girls, some dude, probably. I'm just assuming, since it's an acquaintance. Some dude saying that your fiance was at a bar downtown. So you got in your car, you drove downtown, hoping to see him there alone. In a bar? Alone. Ain't the bar open?
Yeah, it makes sense.
You know what she meant.
No.
How
you finna see him alone at a bar?
She meant with by himself, not with another woman. You know what she meant, Steve.
No.
That's what she meant.
She drove down there trying to bust him. The acquaintance told him he was at a bar, and the acquaintance said he was with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
You best to believe that. Yeah. That's why you got in your car and drove down there.
Mm-hmm.
Because the acquaintance told you he was at the bar with a girl. That's why you would say, I drove down there hoping to see him there alone.
Well,
who makes that statement? I'm going to see if he's alone. No, you already had the information. So let's stop this so we could try to resolve our issue. As soon as I walk in, I saw him. My heart sank. He was at the table with another woman.
Dun, dun, dun.
I walked right over to their table, sat next to the woman, and started going, Lord, man.
I would have left.
God, though.
Man. She pinned her in.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
No,
soon as I saw
I
you walking
woman.
Towards the table, I'd have got my jacket and went home.
That's right. I would
out
have too.
Kitchen,
that's what I just
dope.
Said.
No, I'd walk right past you like we never saw each other. But what you're not finna do is sit over there next to her and go off. You can go over there and sit next to her, but I'm gonna be in the car.
All right, save that, Steve.
Don't worry.
We're gonna have part two of Steve's response coming up.
She 50, he 50, she 35, they ain't never been married. Red flag. They got in an argument. They quit talking. This man don't come home from work for a day or so. Don't call, don't return. None of the calls or texts. Mm. Then she get a message from an acquaintance, quote, wink, wink, that mean dude, on social media
Whatever.
That your husband was downtown at a bar. So your man was downtown. You drove to the bar hoping to see him alone. You know good and hell well he wasn't by himself. Soon as I walk in, I saw him and my heart sank. You don't think his heart ain't sank?
Who cares about him?
Too you hard. Shut up, Shirley.
Too hard sank.
Shirley, this ain't your letter. She think her heart was the only one that sank. You don't think when he looked up and saw you, you don't think he swallowed his tongue?
He should have.
That's what he gets.
Yeah. Nobody caring about him.
You don't think he damn near had to give himself a Heimlich?
Oh, what? He was
choking. Oh, you walk right over to the table and sit next to the woman and start going off. The woman was in shock. She remained totally quiet.
Uh-huh.
I told him that the wedding was off.
Yes.
Mm. And then I left.
Yes.
You wouldn't have had a chance to do that to me. Because when I saw you coming, I'd have got my members only jacket.
Pew!
Slid it
right
on and walk right past you. Hey, where you going? I ought to act like I never saw you. Got in my
That's
car.
That's why you're not getting married.
Yeah. I told him the wedding was off and I left. I cried all the way home. He came home after me and we talked. He said I'm overreacting and jumped to conclusions of how I look. You did.
Mm.
You did jump to a conclusion of how I look. Oh. The problem he made was he ain't been home. He ain't returned no phone calls or no texts. He printed guilty on this situation.
Oh, yeah.
He printed guilty on this one.
Yeah.
He told me that she's his coworker and she wanted to watch the game after work. That's a good one.
That is.
That's real good.
But since when did it become your job to make sure she see the game?
Exactly.
See, that's what I can't. She was at work and she wanted to see the game.
But she's looking all fine, though.
So we came down here.
Looking all good.
Now, here's her problem. She wanted to watch the game after work, and that was it. It definitely didn't look innocent to me. She had on makeup. Her hair was done, and she was not dressed like she had been to work, unlike you.
How did she come
down
here?
Who done got this damn message? And now you done come down to the bar with your hair roller set.
No.
You got a roller set and a rag around your head tied into a Aunt Jemima knot in the front. Yeah. You got that house coat on with all them damn fur balls on it. The one where you done picked up weight because, you know, the baby 3, you ain't lost the baby weight yet. So it don't really tie in a bow. You got it tied in a knot. That's now cool. You got all these lint balls on this thing. Steve. You got your house slippers on with the chicken grease on them. Because you coming down to the bar to straighten. Ain't got a stick of makeup on. Matter of fact, forgot to take that damn cold cream off your face.
Yeah, right.
Now, you done walked in the bar looking like the Joker. Nah. You mad at this woman. She's sitting up in here, got makeup on and got her hair done. This heifer knew I was coming down here looking like Aunt Jemima at the spa. That's what happened.
That is not what happened.
That is exactly. Steve, you say a woman's intuition is her greatest gift. I told you that. So what you go down there dressed like that for?
She did it.
Looking like a Joker.
I'm telling you, she was looking crazy. Because first thing she say, she's sitting up in here, got makeup on and her hair done. She in public. People put makeup on and do their hair and go in public. But that ain't what you was looking like when you came down. Oh, your ass looking crazy.
That's so wrong.
She was looking just crazy. Look like your mama looked when she used to come up to the school.
What?
My mama had to come up to school, had that coat on, ain't had no buttons on it.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
I know exactly what happened. Yeah, she down there got that outfit on. She sleepy in that hunting outfit.
Yeah.
Got them Mitch Mack thick ass socks on.
Oh,
so
God.
She came down there in her pajamas.
She right. Came down there in the pajama with that fur rug, with that robe on. Looked like it ought to be on the back of the toilet.
Mm-hmm. And the other girl's looking all sexy and fine.
She's sitting up in here with her hair done, got makeup on. You're wrong for that. She in public. You the one came out the house looking like Aunt Jemima in duress. Come down here and you cussing out. The wedding is off. Come on, man. You looking like that? No, huh? Sitting up in here. Now, what you want us to tell you? Now, my intuition tells me he's lying. And before I conclude that he's not ready to get married, what do you think? What do we think? I wouldn't marry you either. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You don't even know her.
This ain't your first time walking in on somebody. You done rolled up on a bunch
she
of
too
people.
Good at it.
Matter of fact, this your thing. You like rolling up. You done rolled up in here, car running outside. That's why the woman didn't say nothing, because she was scared. You know how you look when you got cold cream on your face and your hair roller set?
Mm-hmm. Now, why would she go out the house looking like that, Steve?
Because the man called her and told her she was down there. So to beat him, she got to go down there as is. And that's just how crazy she was looking.
Cold cream that's at right. all.
Mm. Cold cream, got that scarf on with the Glover's mane on it.
Well, I'm telling you, about you. It was around game time.
So
that'd be about
8:00. She up in here, man, got that scarf on to smell like sulfate.
Oh, God.
God, dog. No.
All right, look, we got to go, Steve.
Well, go ahead and go.
Listen.
This relationship is over.
Yeah, it is. Neither one of them are ready. Just get your child support ready. Okay, guys, we got to get out of here, like I said. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.